The economic opportunities in Prince George and the Central Interior are unlimited, at least that is how I see it. In 1978, when my wife and I were on our honeymoon vacation traveling through the Central Interior, we stopped in Prince George. We agreed already then that the economic opportunities here are enormous. Maybe that was one reason why we settled here. Yes, the opportunities have shifted and changed, while some have not even been seen or discussed yet by decision makers. Let me begin with education. You probably guessed that I would begin with that, because there is a direct relationship between a population's education and all the opportunities that are out there to be harvested. Yes, we have a school system that can be praised because it does not cost anything to the students. However, any advanced education is costly and the enrollment for various programs is insufficient. Some people blame it on the demographics, while I blame it on the government and other issues. More funds are required for instructors and professors to offer new programs and to fill current programs to full capacity. According to Statistics Canada, Prince George is now leading the crime frequency and severity of BC's 20 largest communities. How did we get there? It did not happen overnight, but sneaking up on us over the last 3 years, and yes, the pandemic did not help. What now? Many other communities have to deal with the same problem, and I do not think that the BC government can decisively help us and turn the situation around. We have to make it our problem and solve it as such, and we have to acknowledge that it can be costly. Everybody knows it and probably has an idea as well. It all starts with an idea, and if it is a good one, action has to follow. Here's my idea. A temporary building should be erected, with washrooms and a large kitchen. Since there is sufficient food around being donated, the food issue would be solved. This temporary building should be heated, have many micro-rooms, and a large general assembly room, including a games room. We must develop a pathway of hope and fight the human dignity erosion. A building as suggested should be considered and understood to be transition housing, similarly as it is being done in Europe. The question remains about the temporary building's size and how many micro-rooms should be considered. Also, where should such a building be located? It would allow for medical, as well as social support, helping each and every one, potentially getting off drugs where that is a problem, and or finding a road back into employment. I am confident that this approach would significantly reduce the current crime rate. Having a disgusting tent city in the center of Prince George is unbelievable and should not be allowed. The vast majority of our homeless are not there voluntarily. I do not believe that anyone is voluntarily addicted. They slide into it without understanding the consequences, and being at the end of a rope may lead to acts of desperation. It is important not to be judgmental. Let us tackle and solve the issue soon so that we can be proud again of our city and how we handle complex issues, helping others who, because of whatever circumstances, are homeless now. Dr. Albert Kohler is a former Prince George City Councillor.